Father, thank you for this time now as we look into your word. We thank you for the songs that remind us of your power, your glory, your love for us. And Lord, I pray that as we look into your word this morning that we are challenged in our faith, that we realize that it's not all about us, but it's about seeking the lost, reaching out to those that don't know, that have no hope. And Lord, I pray that you would just bless this time now and allow us to look intently into your word and discover things that we need to know. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, this week, and it's always something that comes along and something that gets my attention. The Lord kind of snapped me to, and the question that came to me that God seemed to be asking is, what are we doing? Some of us are fairly older, and we remember there was a song, a Steve Miller Band did it, called Fly Like an Eagle. Some of you heard that song, and I kept thinking it was ticking, ticking, but it's time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. And that seems to be what's happening today. We find ourselves thinking, man, time flies. When we were talking about our anniversary, we thought, 4 years, you know, but it seems longer, but it seems like so short, and it's kind of a weird dynamic. We're studying the end times on Wednesday night, and there's a lot of crazy things happening. I mean, I've done some research on my own and discovered some things that are just, it blows your mind. In fact, in his book, L.A. Marzulli, he wrote a book, The Chess Match of the Future, and as I watched the news, I couldn't help but see exactly what he was writing in his book, and I just want to read a few things. It says, the members of this present generation experiment with every kind of drug imaginable, pierce and brand images into their flesh with a hot iron, including their faces, engage in hooking up with one another and multiple partners at the same time. Videos, movies, music, and other types of media extol the Luciferian adage, do what thou will. In other words, anything goes. Do what you want, where you want, when you want. Answer to no one but yourself. Recently at a baseball game in Los Angeles, a man who was rooting for the opposite team was beaten to a pulp, into a coma. Roving gangs in Chicago, Boston, New Jersey, and Florida roam the streets preying on hapless pedestrians they might find, spraying the person's face with tear gas and beating the unfortunate victim senseless while robbing him or her of their possessions. Other gangs, sometimes numbering 50 or more, trash stores, taking what they want. There's nothing anyone can do about it. A woman, you can look this up too. I was surprised because I know there's a law against this, but a woman can legally kill her unborn baby up to the final week of pregnancy with a procedure known as partial birth abortion. Well, the United States passed a law that it was illegal in 2003. They passed that law, and yet it's still being done. So, I won't go into the details. You can look it up and find out the details. It is horrific. Wars rage over the planet. The United States continues to act as the world's policeman with 10 years of fighting in Afghanistan and no end in sight. The war has cost us trillions of dollars, and yet the opium harvest continues unabated, and someone profits from the trillion-dollar harvest. This new generation is so addicted to cyberspace and smartphones, iPads and computers, Twitter and Facebook that many have lost touch with the real world. As a nation, We're obsessed with American Idol, but we cannot name a congressman or congresswoman that serve us. You know, there's more, and I'm not going to get into any more of it, but it's just, I remember when we were kids, we built forts. You know, there was a guy across the street had a barrel that he cut a hole in the side of it and put a board in it with switches and gauges that didn't work, called a dashboard. And we just thought that was the greatest. We made believe and played outside. Some of us still live in that fantasy world. Today, our kids are glued to technology, and their fantasy world is video games. And soon, virtual reality will take over. Do you know that the guys that make all this technology send their kids to schools that do not have technology? Do you know that? They send them to schools where there's no iPads, no computers, no iPhones allowed. Only paper and pencil. And these are the guys that produce the technology, because they know how addictive and how it's taking away the mental abilities of our kids. Talking with many of the kids that go to school here, that they can't write cursive or read it. Well, I've got the articles to prove it if you want to read some of those articles. People like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. What is the internet and tech and drugs and dating? What, you know, the TV programs, the video games and all the other stuff. What is it all doing? Well, it's distracting us. What is our priority in life? Is it to amass great wealth and live out on a beach somewhere? I want us to go to Mark chapter 10, 1541 in your pew Bibles. Mark chapter 10. We're going to start in verse 17. Mark chapter 10, verse 17. Mark 10, starting verse 17, it says, as Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, or literally good rabbi, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered. No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. Teacher, he declared, all these I have kept since I was a boy. Jesus looked at him and loved him. Now this word love is agape love, unconditional love. One thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. At this the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around at his disciples and said to his disciples, how hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were amazed at his words. And he said, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. We're going to stop there for a second. Because this guy runs up to Jesus. He wants to know, what did he have to do to inherit eternal life? You know, was Jesus slamming this guy? Was he throwing him under the bus? Did Jesus not like him? Did he say, as he ran up to him, did Jesus kind of go, oh man, this guy, I'm going to make it so hard for him to get into heaven that he's going to miss it. You know, is that really the point that Jesus had? Well, I don't see that, because in the scripture, John 3:16, I have up on the screen there, it's God so loved the world. God so loved the world, He gave His only Son. You know, it'd be one thing if Jesus just kind of contributed. You know, there's a story about that where a farmer, he had a chicken and a pig. And the pig and the chicken were talking in the barn. And the farmer went to the pig and the chicken and he said, you know, I'd like to serve bacon and eggs today. And the pig said, and the chicken says, "That's no problem. I got plenty of eggs." And the pig says, "Wait a minute. For you, it's a contribution. For me, it's a commitment."
Yeah.
You see, it's all in or not in. And that's what Jesus did. He came to this world out of love for us and died on a cross, which was a horrible death. We've talked about that before. And then a rich man comes up to him and says, "You know, what do I have to do to inherit the kingdom?" And he says, "Sell everything you have and give it to the poor and come follow me." And he's like, "Oh, I can't do that. I don't know." But there's none to perish. Jesus doesn't want anyone to die. He doesn't want anyone to perish. He wants us all to come to salvation. You know, it says, a camel through the eye of a needle. And so it's a little bit of humor on Jesus' part, in a sense. Because, you know, how in the world can that happen? Well, keep your finger in Matthew 10 and flip back to Matthew. It's the previous book of the Bible. Matthew chapter 7, 1478, if you closed it up. Matthew 7, and starting in verse 21. Jesus talking about false teachers, etc. You know, there's plenty of them, even today. In verse 21, he says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?' And then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, evildoers.'" Now, that's pretty hard to take. You know, I think all of us would agree that, you know, this is pretty serious. There's individuals out there who are coming to church every Sunday, contributing at least a tenth of their incomes. They're doing all kinds of things for the Lord. They may even teach Sunday school. You know, they're doing things for Him, according to the Scripture here. And yet, Jesus says, I don't know who you are. Depart from me. You know, Jesus goes on in that same Scripture there, and He talks about putting His words into practice, doing what He tells us to do. Well, you go back to Mark chapter 10, and you look a little farther down to verse 26. And the disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who can be saved?" You see, is anybody qualified? In verse 27, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." You know, of course, they go on and say, you know, "Hey, we gave everything we had. We're, you know, are we qualified? Are we going to make it?" And I want us to think about this for a minute, because for man it's impossible. How can we gain the approval of God? Sorry, but you can. I've been a preacher for a long time, here at Praise Chapel for nearly 30 years. And I don't qualify based on that. I qualify because of who I believe in. Ephesians 2:8-9 is up on the screen, and it says that, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works." So I can't go around boasting. No one can go around boasting. You can't go around and say, you know, "I've been such a good person. I've given more than a tenth. I give 12% in the plate. I go to church every Sunday. And I know the pastor by his first name." I was talking to somebody the other day, and they go to this one of these mega churches, and they said to me, they said, "You know, I can't talk to our pastor like I talk to you. You know, that's nothing to build myself up. Just to say that here's this guy, a mega church, but there's probably a small select group who know him by name, that have been around him. You know, and it's sad, because we should all know one another well. We should all be familiar with one another. You know, it doesn't mean you have to have any one particular individual over every day, but it should mean that you know each other. And you know, and I've been in the church when it's grown from 30 to 180 to 200, whatever, and I know a lot of people that say, you know, I don't know that person. And I have to say that I don't know everybody either. Yeah, that shouldn't be. We should get to know one another a little more. We should be able to know who each other are. You know, and the disciples here, as they look at Jesus and they're saying, who can enter heaven? Well, not by works. With man it's impossible, with God it is possible, because He paved the way. Jesus died on the cross. But there's so many distractions. People are following a path to destruction and don't even know it. You've maybe heard the story of lemmings. Yeah, I think they're lemmings. They're in some other country. I can't remember which. Ireland or something like that. Scotland. And they just, one time, after so many years or whatever, they just run off a cliff. They all die. It's all gathered together, and they all run for this one cliff, and they right over the cliff. And I can imagine they're all looking at each other going, where are we going? I don't know. I'm just following Him. And I can imagine, you know, I was looking up some different things, and I found a little cartoon. I decided not to put it up, but, you know, a bunch of cows going to the slaughterhouse, just looking at each other, you know, hey, what are you doing here? I don't know. And they look at the sign, of course, cows can't read, but the S fell off of slaughter and it's laughter house. And he goes, yeah, I could use a giggle. You know, the problem is that's what our world is. We're so drugged out. We're so technology addicted. We're so into the things that, you know, it's just crazy how you walk anywhere now and you see somebody walking with this in front of them everywhere they're going. They had one video, a viral video, whatever, that happened online and showed a woman with her phone, and she walked right into a fountain at a mall, right in the water. And then she wanted to sue the mall because they put a fountain there. And that's the way the world is now. Are you one of those people? I hope not. I pray that you are not one of those ones that are just walking along going, I don't know where I'm going, and then you walk right into hell. Sorry, but that's literally what it is. We're so oblivious of what's going on around us and the reality of the Scriptures and what Jesus told us and what God has warned us about. And we're going to walk ourselves right into an eternity without God, an eternity separated from Him. Jesus shed His blood for you. Your sins are forgiven. And you're cleansed of all unrighteousness. And that's what God has done for us. And we have a song that we're going to sing before we do communion. It's called Oh the Blood. And it'll be up on the screen. You can join us with this song. Oh, the blood, crimson love, price of life's demand, shameful sin, place on Him the hope of every man. Oh, the blood of Jesus washes me, the blood of Jesus shed for me, What a sacrifice that saved my life. Amen. Yes, the blood, it is my victory.
Amen.
Go ahead, Mike.